In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Firstly, dear John, welcome to Lothian Presbytery. Having moved here from Edinburgh myself just under 2 years ago, I can tell you that it is a welcoming and friendly presbytery where much support can be found from colleagues. It is, of course, quite a change to move away from the city, but I'm sure your new congregation will help you, Rebecca and David, to settle quickly into your new home and community. And for you, the congregation of St. Mungo's, it's no less of a new beginning, the beginning of a new chapter, in any case. You have been looking for a new minister for quite some time. Our gospel reading this evening reassures us that if we but ask, we will be answered. If we but seek, we shall find. Unfortunately, the reading does not specify a time scale, which is vexing, especially in the case of a vacancy. But then, finding the right minister for a church is not about being quick. It's about finding the right person for the right place. And so the reading reassures us that in good time, in God's time, our prayers will be answered, that we will find what we are looking for. And you have found John, and John has found you. There will be a lot more asking and searching for you all in the weeks and months to come. Judging from my own experience for you, John, and your family, this might involve finding out a lot of detail. Firstly, of course, about the church and the congregation. Where are the light switches in the building? How are things done, and why? And not least, if you're anything like me, asking again and again for the names of your congregation. It can take quite a while to remember which name belongs to which person. And secondly, there will be a lot of other practical things to be found out. Which dentist is the best to register with? Where do you get your hair cut? And where in Pennycook do you get the best fish and chips? These are, of course, examples that aren't exactly life-defining, but they can help in making this new place your home. And they will help with the settling in, as you will ask much more serious questions about the life of the congregation and the people in your parish. For you, the congregation of St. Mungo's, there will also be a lot to ask about and to find out about John, how he works, and in your getting to know of one another. So as you are learning about each other, I would encourage you to keep asking, to keep being interested, and to go beyond the, and how are you at the church door, so that you might really get to know one another, and so be able to fully welcome John and his family into your church family. Because your church community, your congregation, and all the expressions of its life are not starting just now with John's arrival. You are already a community, one who knows one another and one with a shared history. You do know these answers that I alluded to earlier, how things are done, and more importantly, why they are done in that specific way. But John is joining you as your new minister, and this, in many ways, is a new chapter for your congregation too. And as Paul's letter to the Romans reminded us, each community, each congregation, the worldwide church itself is made up of many different members, and we each have our part to play in order for the whole to function. I don't know much about you, the congregation here at St. Mungo's, but I'm sure you have amongst you a vast variety of talents and skills. Among you there will be the singers and musicians, There'll be the coffee and tea makers and bakers. There'll be those who are wonderful with children. There'll be those who know about finance and about building management. Those who are great listeners. Those who can lead thought-provoking Bible studies and discussions. The ones that are very good in accompanying others in difficult situations. There'll be those who are great organizers and some who are very good in encouraging and in inspiring others. The list could go on, I'm sure, but I think the moderator might restrict my time here. My point is, all of you have different skills, different abilities, different gifts to bring. And all of you are what makes St. Mungo's your church. Each of you brings something that contributes to the life here at St. Mungo's. And all the different gifts are needed for your church to run in the way it does. And tonight, John, Rebecca, and David are joining you. And they are bringing their own skills and gifts with them to add to your church family. And so, as you get to know each other and move forward together, I can only encourage you to take the words of Paul's letter to the Romans to heart. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lack in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and extend hospitality to strangers. Amen.